Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Chef's Meal, where we talk about whatever and never and everything else in between. Actually, hold on. Let me play you the new one, Sean.
Okay.
We're going to play a new one. This one's going to go quick, though. All right. So you just take the key. I know it's...
I got to be ready.
We'll just play. How's that for a throwback? Ladies and gentlemen, Welcome to another Chef's Meal. My name is Casey.
My name is Sean, and we're two chefs talking about our lives, one finished plate at a time.
Does everybody feel tipsy? I feel like I want Dougie to interrupt for a second. I love that track. What was like 2004? When was Tipsy come out? I forget.
Shit. Yeah, man. That was... I feel like 2004, 2005.
Yeah, because that was like right after that high school.
Came out.
At least for me, right after high school.
To Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Bro, how was your Thanksgiving? First of all, let's go there. Because it's been a minute.
Yeah, man, it was bittersweet. It was bittersweet for a few different reasons. So obviously, COVID has made everyone's plans a bit differently. Or rather, a bit different than they normally would be. Mm-hmm. But personally, my plans were interrupted because we were wrapping up some like home maintenance electrical work in the house. And, you know, this is a project that was supposed to take about a week. And at this point, it's been about three. And
it's about
we're
3 weeks.
Just seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah.
Yeah, you had a fun few weeks. Let's just say that.
Yeah, man. Fun few weeks. And, you know, shout out to the contractors. You know, when they got in the walls, you know, it kind of turned out it was going to be a more substantial project than, you know, they anticipated. But, you know, now that the work is done, you know, this place is up to code and ready to rock. But, you know, between... the initial issue, which was, I don't know if you guys remember a few episodes back, I was talking about how like there was like a lightning storm and then like, you know, kind of lost some electrical stuff. And, you know, at the time would seem like, you know, maybe an outlet had went out, you know, turned out to be the beginning of a complete electrical overhaul in this place. And, you know, as someone who is, you know, looking to buy a home in the future, it was kind of interesting to see all of what it takes to do something like this.
Yeah, dude.
You know, and to kind of understand how standards change over time. And again, it would be uncomfortable to do it under normal circumstances, but obviously to be, you know, like kind of have your house like under siege during a pandemic
under
is
siege.
Not exactly, you know, the most comfortable thing, but, you know, it's work that needs to be done. And, you know, like I said before, you know, the light's at the end of the tunnel. So, you know, by this weekend, everything should be wrapped up and, you know, the house should be right back to, you know, better than it was before. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. But yeah, like, you know, I was kind of intending to have my parents and, you know, my mother-in-law come over to spend Thanksgiving, but, you know, we got to pull a last second audible when it didn't look like things were going to be wrapping up last weekend.
Definitely.
You know, like the contractor was like, yeah, man, I think I can get it done by Sunday. And, you know, when I looked at that Friday, I was like, ma, this ain't happening. You know, like, yeah, but nonetheless, so it's done and we're moving forward and, you know, we'll just have to put an asterisk on this Thanksgiving, like a lot of things for this year, and understand
Correct.
That it was uncomfortable, you know, there's sacrifices to be made all around, but ultimately it's going to be for the best for everybody. So how was your Thanksgiving, Casey?
Yeah, my Thanksgiving was great, Sean.
complete contrast. It's like,
no, just,
yeah, it was great.
It was a good time. But we were supposed to actually, so Kaylin had a couple of friends that weren't going to be spending, you know, their time, obviously nurses and nurse technicians, they're all kind of in the bubble to begin with. So it wouldn't be, you know, anything out of the normal if I were to cook for them. I was like, you know what? Let's cook for them. She was like, yeah, we'll go over there. We'll cook. But that didn't turn out to be the case. It just, you know, happened to be just the two of us. So, you know, full course meal here at my house. We had appetizers.
So what'd you make?
Even a charcuterie board. Sean.
Oh, snap. Look at you.
Yo, shout out.
Got the meat shout out to Rachel Stella.
Every time I make a shark board, I always think of Rachel because Rachel's like this. You know, between the two of us, on our little bubble, Rachel was always the charcuterie board expert, I should say. All the time, like, she was just like, Case, look at this charcuterie board. Like, another post, like, another something, like, Case, look at this charcuterie board. I was like, is that what you're, like, what's your favorite thing to do is just charcuterie boards? So she has this little obsession about it. So every time I do make it, I think of her. So shout out to you, Rach. However, before we do continue, I keep meaning to do this and like have a set. Like when we do the intro, ladies and gentlemen, we are live every time we do this pod. So at some point when I'm like, Sean, you know, how do you feel about this? Sean and I are looking at my screen.
Yes.
Of some video or a photo. So sometimes it's not going to make sense if you're just audio streaming, but we would like for you guys to actually see and feel the experience that Sean and I bring on our YouTube channel, Chef Salty Pork, right there. However, so keep going. So I made a charcuterie board that was demolished. It was just normal, whatever you can throw at it. I spent like $12 on it. Shout out to Aldi, that check. and then I made a little salad for it. Some kind of, I just, you know, took some mescaline greens, some shaved raw, I think I did carrots and beets on it.
Made
a little vinaigrette and like a toast, like a really thin toast. That was pretty cool. And then I actually, they wanted a turkey, so my duck thing didn't go through, so I made turkey. But I made Caitlin buy two turkey breasts, frozen ones. They're fairly cheap. I think she said she only spent like $15 for two breasts, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you man, can feed that's what you want.
Quite a bit. Yeah, that's it. So all in all, that's what we did. It was a lovely night. We were stuffed. That's my only Thanksgiving joke for today. But yeah, man, Thanksgiving was cool, nice and quiet. Even at the restaurant, we did a little turkey, like a not appetizer, a little bigger than an appetizer. So it could be even be like a starter, but not quite big enough. But it was like a turkey, not slider. I don't know how to say it. Like, it's bigger than a 4 ounce patty. And the bread is bigger than a slider bread. So like if you think like a Kaiser roll, like maybe an inch and a half smaller than that. So it's like a weird thing. We made a cranberry compote on top of it, some sweet potato fries, the mash is in there, like home fries, and you know, we send that out. So it was nice.
Sounds it's a, you know, a different take on, you know, traditional favorites.
Yeah, it was like a festive thing at the restaurant, so it wasn't too bad. But we were fully dead. The restaurant, there's nothing happening.
Like, I just, again, just thinking about like what even that is like, you know. Obviously, in years past, worked in restaurants where, like, you know, we are full service for Thanksgiving. You know, banging out prefab, turkey dinner based plates, but yeah, like, what is that? I mean, I guess you know, but like, what is it even like this year when, like,
nothing,
you know, the people that you would normally get to come out? I mean, some you get, you sure you get some singles, but like, you generally get families who are just looking to get, you know, some good quality food and get it to them quick, but obviously probably not. It wasn't going to be the case this year, you know, with concern to COVID.
Yeah, it was a lot of to-goes, actually. Like, just to-go everywhere. However, Black Friday, when we reported back to work, it was busy as shit. Busy. At least, you know, at my restaurant. A lot of people, I think they were just either were over of turkey, just wanted to eat something else, and wanted to get out of the house. So it's like either the second wave of other people that weren't out came out and they wanted food. So we did a 6-course menu for them. The current chef likes to change menus every other week. It's not a big deal. Okay. But if you're not used to that, that's it will overwhelm you quite big. But you know, we're working with the A+ team here. But yeah, when I say A+, this Asian. But I do want to get into this, Sean, really quick. Before we do get into your Tech Tuesday, I want to bring it into the screen right here. So I was at work, and all of a sudden, I was just mentioning to you, I get a little email notification for my emails, like a text message sound. And this dude's name is just such, like, did you notice his name is Benjamin Lord? Bro.
Hey, man. Shout out
it's to the Lord. Lord. So Benjamin Lord, hey, I found your podcast randomly. I worked in the restaurant industry for 5 years as a cook. And episode 58, this is the one I was talking about, the red flags in our industry, how you should quit, how you should not put up with such bullshit. If that management, it's holding you like that, you should just go. He said he just wanted to let you know that he's enjoying the content, and he's totally agreeing with us. On all the things that we've mentioned. It is crucial, like I said, it is not worth your time to spend in a company or whatever, an organization, whatever it is. If they don't appreciate you, treat you like crap, treat staff like crap, and just have no respect for the craft. Because, you know, there will always be Chef Ramsay's left and right. That's the easiest thing to do. It really is. But what's hard to do is to come up with a full menu in 3 hours, perform it, and then, you know, you kind of spit at that plate because there's not enough effort. Yeah, okay. Try again. Because there were...
I mean, hey. in any setting, you know, any application, any business, any friendship or partnership, like, you need to have some measure of respect for the people involved and whatever the process is. Like, if you don't have that, I don't care who you have on your staff team, you know, like, you're not going to execute close to your potential. And you're probably going to have all sorts of fissures that are going to break down things significantly. So, okay, man, like I say, I think like we said back in that episode, and, you know, going forward, it's like, look, if you're in a position where you, are respected and you're being paid, you know, fairly or well, you know, that's ideal, you know, and you like what you're doing or you love what you're doing, man, you're generally going to do a great job. I think what most managers should be trying to foster is obviously, look, like, you got to hit your performance metrics and your goals, right? Like, you know, you need to make good products and do it consistently, but you also need to, like, maintain the integrity of your teams and, you know, maintain the integrity of that respect, because, like, if it doesn't exist, things fall apart. Yeah. And that's like what, and I feel like it seems like really simple, but it's like something you really gotta, like, work for and, you know, continue to instill, because people are going to kind of come and go for a lot of different reasons. Yeah. You know, and if, like I said, we're talking about a restaurant, like, the menu will change, whatever, it doesn't matter. Like, you need to maintain, like, some accountability and, you know, a culture that, you know, reflects that respect is that what you need to have for everyone and everything.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that, again, it falls apart. So, you know, some people, you know, they might be beholden to a particular job for a whole bunch of different reasons. But, you know, you don't want to necessarily push people out because, like, you can't respect them.
Yeah. So, is what it is. I do have an update for that restaurant, Sean. I told you that the exec already had put in his notice. So, he's gone.
Yes.
The AGM is also gone.
Yeah, man, it's tough.
So that leaves him, I don't know, at least a one front house manager.
And again, we're not talking about this from a gleeful perspective. It's like, look, like, that business has its objectives, and you know, for you to leave, for the chef to leave, and the AGM to leave. You know, it's a lot of talent that is going to be hard to replace. And man, I feel like in the restaurant industry, all the time is crucial time. Especially now, man, it's like, you know, it's like you can't afford, if you're able to open and provide a service to people right now, like now is not the time to be dropping the ball for any reason.
Correct. You know? But
the margins are slim. The pickings are slim. You know,
everything's kind of slim, Sean.
Yeah. It's like, you know, like people are going to have to make significant choices about like how and when they spend their money, and you know, and if they choose to spend money in your restaurant, so, or your establishment, if it's not specifically like in a restaurant, like, mm-hmm. You got to do a good job. You have to do a good job, correct. And maintaining a measure of respect would, you know, make it a bit more certain that you're going to retain your staff. Mm-hmm. Again, if you know, to me, I would think, look, if I'm working in that place and I just saw like the management staff like abandon ship, I mean, it personally would not make me feel really great about
exactly being
there. Or moving up into those positions, right? Like, correct. It's like, you know, you don't know, you know, if you are building a talent base for the people that you have there, and hopefully looking to provide opportunities for them to grow. It's like they got to understand like what they're going to grow into.
Yeah. You know?
Yes, more responsibility. But again, I feel like that should also come with a measure, an understanding of respect as well. So
yeah,
you gotta maintain that.
Like I said, it's a tough industry.
It's tough.
We don't need to stress.
Especially now.
And I just want to be respected, Sean. That's all. don't spit on my food. Don't lift it like it's a piece of shit. You know, just think about it.
Again,
look, see the effort.
Look.
Constructive criticism is harsh.
I mean, the dude. Yeah.
And I can take it, but ridiculous. It's just like,
that's ridiculous.
And I was like, man. Yo, bro, seriously, this is how we're gonna go about it. But anyway,
it's not, man.
That's not a tootin' horn.
Respectfully.
Yeah, that is not our tootin' horn. Sean, are you ready for your tech?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Tuesday. 3 weeks worth of Tech Tuesday.
3 weeks worth of Tech Tuesday. Two important articles.
Sean's Tech Tuesday. Sean's Tech Tuesday.
Sean's Tech Tuesday. On
a Monday.
It is a Monday. It is Cyber Monday.
It is Cyber Monday. It is Cyber Monday. Did Sean, you find any Cyber Monday deals?
You know, so here, do you want to? You want me to do it real quick? Because I found crazy super good deals.
Sure,
really
sure.
Quickly.
I mean, it's going to be late for everybody, but.
Oh, I know. But let's play the little soundtrack here real fast. Hopefully it doesn't skip. But Sean, in our industry, sometimes there's some deals. Today there are some mega deals because one, hey. It's COVID. Two, restaurants are really not restaurants, but restaurant apparel is really expensive. Mm-hmm. It really is because one, it needs to do two purposes. One, you need to look good. Two, it needs to repel hot oil off of your body. There's a specific material that they embed in the clothes. For that one reason, so it doesn't touch you right away. So it soaks it up first, and then it gets into your clothes. However, the one that I like shopping at is Chef Works, right here. I purchased a couple of items. They are on sale. However, if you want to go to a different one, chefuniforms.com. This is the one I bought the shoes from. Do not buy shoes from these guys. They suck. Just don't do it. However, they have crazy mega sales right now. You can get this code for $15 right now. $16.
That's a pretty dope coat.
Okay, that's a pretty dope coat. You got some exact ones for $16. I didn't buy that one. I did buy, hold on, let me see if I can scroll through it. I bought this because it's denim. That looks dope. 24 is originally $54 for that one. And I think I bought a button up. Hold on, where is it? I bought a button up somewhere. I bought this one. For $12.
Okay.
Yo, that's nice.
Very fashion forward.
I just like the denim. I really dig the denim. Plus, it makes me look hot.
ready for some photos. You can step right out the kitchen and
some photo op. Exactly.
Glamour shots.
You want to look good and be like, oh my God, oh my bad, chef. I'll be like, yes, thank you. Just keep going at me. And my favorite men's pants for the industry right now are these little jogger things. They look like those hippie fucking. This is like what my brother would wear.
Yeah, I definitely wore like joggers.
But they feel really comfortable. Like I have a pair right now. I bought a second pair because this is on sale. It's usually $42. Right now it's $25. So hey, if you are in a restaurant business like we are, and you're employed. Keyword employed.
Right. Keyword employed.
Here's some good stuff for you right now. But Sean, I won't take away from you, but go on ahead on our Tech Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. So last week left you, there was a new PlayStation 5 owner. And let me tell you some of my updated feelings about the console. So,
updated. Been,
yeah, I don't know, 2.5-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And continue to like it. Despite the fact that there are some considerable nagging issues with the machine, some of which I believe will be ironed out with subsequent firmware updates. So I think I mentioned before, if you're using your current PlayStation 5 to play backward compatible games, you can download them, or if you have a disc based system, you can use those discs to play them on. And I think I also mentioned that the storage that is built into the PlayStation 5 is very, very limited. So you probably would want to use an external hard drive with the machine, which it supports. USB 3, 2 terabyte or more. You know, you can fill that bad boy up, attach it to the machine, and you're ready to go. However, there happens to be a bug the firmware. Yeah, there's a bug with the firmware. I've only encountered the bug once, but I'm seeing enough reports around the internet to realize that it's not necessarily an isolated thing where for whatever reason, if you are playing a PlayStation 5 game and you put the console into rest mode, when you turn the machine back on and you have an external hard drive attached, the PlayStation it doesn't even know what to do. Oh. Yeah, it just locks up and tells you that.
Just kind of chokes.
Yeah, it just chokes and tells you that the external drive is corrupted and it needs to rebuild itself. And sometimes it does that and you're back in there and you're fine. And other times it just makes you do it again. And again, so, there's also a bug that happens where if you're playing a game and you have too many pieces of downloadable content ready, like in a queue to be downloaded, the machine locks up and dumps you to some errors too. So, like I was telling everyone before, I think the machine is pretty cool. The graphics are great. The technology, the fundamental technology is there to provide a great experience, but I feel at least as far as the software that the machine is running on just seems a bit undercooked.
Got it.
And also another bug that I've personally run into is, let's say you are buying a game off of the digital store and there happens to be a PlayStation 4 and a PlayStation 5 version of the same game, the console, for whatever reason, will attempt to download both. Which is bad.
It is
for
bad.
Two reasons. One of which is the space is limited. So if you don't know that, you're doubling up on your download. And two, if you don't know that this has happened, when you launch the game and you're gonna expect a bit higher fidelity, but maybe you're playing a last-gen version of a game. And that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So this also kind of rolls into my big tech Tuesday story for tonight. Okay. For this episode, which is about Comcast beginning to enforce their data caps.
So, oh my God, really?
Yeah. So what they're saying is, like, beginning of the new year, Comcast is definitely going to be strictly enforcing their data caps, which right now are at 1.2 terabytes. And, you know, I think for most people, they're just like, I don't download that much. And realize, like, maybe while you don't do it today, you might be doing so in the future. Or if you're, you know, a person, I don't know, like me, who's, you know, a gamer of sorts and has decided to transition, you know, away from physical media and go specifically to download only. I mean, you can run up against those caps in very, very short time. If you are an existing Comcast customer, they're going to kind of grandfather you for a month.
Wow, that's it.
And yeah, so should you happen to run over, you know, that 1.2 terabyte cap, you know, they'll kind of, you know, give you fair warning and let you know. But, you know, anything after that is going to come with, you know, a pricing penalty. And this is also in conjunction with, you know, a price increase all around for their cable and internet-based services.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, this is Comcast. This is, you know, not to single that company out, but they're one of the biggest cable providers in the United States. And certainly if they're able to pull off these measures, you know, other large, you know, internet and tech companies will certainly be following behind them very, very shortly. And, you know, as we, you know, are consuming more and more data across all of our, you know, many of these smartphones, your laptops, your smart TVs, video game consoles, if that's your, you know, what you like to do, you know, you're going to find different ways to get up to those caps. And real it fast. Would not be, it wouldn't be unlikely for, you know, that 1.2 terabyte cap to even, you know, drop lower, or, you know, for there to be new pricing tiers, similar to how you use data on your cell phones, you know, to kind of, you know, make it easier for them to kind of monetize the traffic that's kind of happening over their copper and fiber, you know, fiber infrastructure. So, you know, it's definitely something to be aware of, and something to definitely look out for, you know, if you're not, you know, even if you happen not to be a Comcast customer.
Yeah, it will happen everywhere else pretty much, because they're like literally, I think, the largest, right? Comcast is the largest.
Yeah. I mean, they, you know, definitely in the Northeast, man. I mean, you know,
at least on this side, that's all I know. Specifically, I mean, like in New York,
obviously have their roots in, you know, media as well, Universal, NBC. Everywhere so else. Again, yeah. It's like these things are not happening for no reason. I mean, they know that, you know, people are transitioning away from using cable TV as their way to access, like, video content, and you know, people are moving more toward internet-based services, and everyone's gonna, you know, will eventually transition to 4K TVs and 8K TVs, and these devices are gonna need more internet bandwidth and data throughput to, you know, to provide the experiences that people are going to, you know, want to experience. So, you know, dig into your monthly statement and see how much data you use, and
that'll give you an idea.
See if you, I mean, I definitely know I've had months in the past where I brushed up there. I mean, I would like to think if I were to, you know, just re-download, if my hard drive were to break on that PlayStation 5 and I had to re-download all that stuff, it would definitely be over a terabyte for sure. So
now I do, you know, I do want to show this real quick, Sean, while we're talking about PlayStation 5. Ladies and gentlemen, do not. Okay. Like I mentioned, Sean and I are looking at my screen right now. Currently, PS5s and Xboxes are on sale on eBay for 230% profit.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I told everyone,
it's not worth.
Not buy these things from scalpers. First of all, like, it's 2020, and both these companies are churning out these things pretty quickly. If you know where to look, you can certainly secure one of those consoles for the retail price.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I'm telling you right now, for a lot of different reasons, you probably don't want to buy it like this holiday season anyway. Like, you have a substantially better product in your hand to use and enjoy over the next couple of years if you wait a few months.
Just wait, you know, just even wait if
it's the same physical stuff, the software that drives it, and the software that you can enjoy will be better.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just suggest you hold out, but definitely do not give your hard-earned money to scalpers.
Yeah.
Especially right now. It's just ridiculous. Like, it's ridiculous. There's, you know, yeah, there's demand, but
it's not enough for that price, though. Seriously?
It's not even artificially constrained. Like, I mean, again,
it's not.
You know, if you, like I said, if you know where to look, you can. It seems like every other day someone is making a post like, hey, you know, this retailer's got their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Walmart's got it today. You can get it direct from Sony or Microsoft today. Best Buy's got it today. Target, wherever. You know, I'm talking about the United States. You know, I can't maybe speak to, you know, the supply chain in other places. But again, I would assume that, you know, Sony and Microsoft and NVIDIA, you know, and you know, selling their graphics cards that seem to be getting snapped up by scalpers as well, like, are very keen on getting these things into the retail channels, you know, for people to, you know, to enjoy and use this holiday season and beyond. So save your money and, you know, get one when you can click a button and it can show up, but don't spend 200-300%. It's really, really not worth it.
No.
Not right now.
Just wait till January.
Not at all.
When all this dies down, February, March, whatever,
June.
It doesn't even matter. Again, just,
like, you're literally not missing out on anything. And I can tell you, you know, from my firsthand experience, like, you will get a better experience in the coming months for sure. For sure.
I've always done the, like, mid-January purchase on all games that come out. Because, you know, everybody, at least this is how the economy of us work here in the U.S. Thanksgiving week is the biggest push on all consumer everything till about December 26th. All right. That is the biggest push on all marketing, anything that will happen, because you want to get it for Christmas. However, the smarter ones that do not want to buy or want to pay for premium, or even if you can get it at that time, I don't want to have to do that hassle. I wait till like mid-January, even February. I don't care. Like, I will eventually get it. It's okay. It's not a big deal.
It's not.
Sean, does that cover our Tech Tuesday
on a Monday?
Yeah,
watch out for them data caps, y'all.
Watch out for the data caps. It is Cyber Monday, ladies and gentlemen. I know we're doing this live right now. You will probably hear this tomorrow. It'll be Tuesday. All these deals would be gone.
Yeah, they would be gone. Yeah, man. I think, what did I get for Cyber Monday? I bought a copy of Microsoft Office.
Yeah.
Because I needed to install one on this machine. And rather than buy into their subscription service, which is cool, you know, I
paid
some Bezos bucks for a discounted copy of Office. So there we go.
I don't want to hear that guy's name ever again. It gets me mad. It really does. It's so much money. Can you just give everybody? You can end the world hunger right now with the amount of cap that you can. Just blast it out. Just go, and then he'll earn some again anyway. So like, anyway. Moving away from Mr. Bezos before I dropkick that hoe. Let's go on. For some food news, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the best food news podcast in the whole United States. Sean, I cover all the good things. Oh, Sean, did I tell you? So I was working out today. I was at the gym. I did my favorite thing is a Stairmaster. It is my one and true love. I usually do 700 steps at interval training at rank 5 or level 5, whatever it is. It's usually like, it gives you like 40% less give. So you have to step faster, right? It's pretty difficult. I got up to like 24 minutes, which is about 700 steps. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go to 1,000. So I pushed the thing down to 1 just so I can take a breather. Cause I'm like panting now. Mm-hmm. I gave myself a couple minutes and I shot that bugger up right back up to 5 again. And I hit 1,000 steps at 32 minutes. And I felt accomplished. I was dripping sweat. And then it was leg day today. So I did that. I did leg presses. I did squats. I did, I think, like one-legged pushback things. I don't know. You kind of hold on to it and you just kick back. It's a kickback machine. I don't know. I don't know what it's called. Whatever. I was doing that. I maxed it out. My legs are pretty strong, so I can get it. But anyway, what I wanted to say was I stopped at our good old Aldi, which is right next door to the gym.
You picked up your paycheck?
I picked up that paycheck today, Sean. That's what I wanted to say. Just to make sure that Aldi, you know, remembers that I did promotions for them. But right now, a toasted chestnut praline, cold brew. Okay. It's just too many words for Starbucks, bro. From the Starbucks secret menu, will get you ready for the holidays.
Shout out to Praline. Shout out to New Orleans.
Like, it looks great. Whoa, okay, that's a little loud. My bad, Sean. It's a toasted chestnut praline cold brew. So I guess you can order this off the cuff. It's not on the menu, but it looks great. If I were a coffee drinker.
Yeah, that's a good picture.
If I was a coffee drinker, I'd definitely do it. It doesn't tell you how much it is, but if it's like a secret menu, it's like $5 maybe. For this thing, but it's a large, so it's maybe $11. Who would pay for that amount? I don't know. Just go to Dunkin' Donuts. It's $3. It's great. Moving on, Amazon's having a secret Cyber Monday sale on Le Creuset cookware. Like, I don't know, I was just talking about the dude, but for your cooking needs, this is one of the most coveted pieces of cooking ware that you can purchase. The Teflon and the whole cast iron that they kind of just, whoever the genius that started this, bravo. Mm-hmm. I applaud you. It's amazing. Like I said, I've had one, I think it's 6 years old now, my Le Creuset. It is like, it's just as new as it was. I got it on day one.
That is very attractive cookware there.
It really is. Look at the prices. I think this is what I have right here. The 3.5 quart. Originally $300. I bought it for, because we get a discount, Sean. I don't know if you know. If you go to a store like, hey, we're chefs, well, they give you industry discount like $6. Oh, not six, but 6%, which is tax, which is great. But right now it's 40% off, bro. Yo, like that's what's up. Go cap one for yourself.
Look at that flex, a large stoneware pet bowl. Yeah, balling. I mean,
But you can get some really good equipment from Le Creuset. So shout out to them. Mm-hmm. I'd still say fuck you, Jeff Bezos, but Amazon gets it right every once in a while. Dairy Queen's beloved peppermint hot cocoa blizzard is making a festive return for the holidays. If you're an ice cream eater, I consume ice cream only at my house because I can't, water works back that way, so I can't do it. Sean can't either. But if you are fancying some Dairy Queen, this looks great. Sean, do you stop by our Dairy Queen by the store? You know, there's one at the top of the block.
Yeah, there was one like, what was it, like right around the corner next to like that. I feel like it was like a Dunkin' and a Domino's pizza.
I think it's a pizzeria.
I mean, obviously, you know, with the lactose thing, I'm not hanging out in ice cream shops. But the last time I went to a DQ, it was one in Pennsylvania, and they had like burgers and stuff. And,
oh, wow.
Full menu. I had one of those, and it was all right. So shout out to them.
Shout out to the Pennsylvania Burgers. Oh my goodness. Chipotle is testing out smoked brisket.
What?
Right now. Yo, this is going to be fire.
What?
Let's get this together. I don't know who thought of this. Please. I've already I consume Chipotle, my wife and I do. Whenever we kind of do fast food, Chipotle I would consider higher than most. I don't go Wendy's or McDonald's or any of that. It's just it actually fucks my stomach. Like I don't. Last time I had I told you the story. Last time I had McDonald's, my brother and I want to say like I don't know 9 years ago now. He was like, "Yo, let's get some Mickey D's. This is like for breakfast." The dude ordered like a 10 course meal just by himself. I ordered the muffin one for breakfast. The McMuffin, is that what it is? I have no idea. Egg McMuffin. The egg McMuffin, delicious, but like in about 20 minutes,
egg yo, disc.
My stomach Canadian was like, "What the fuck did cheese. I just?" And it was $2. I'm like, "This should not be. This should be illegal. This should be illegal. It should not be allowed." But this is a smoked brisket on top of their already famous bowls. I am all about it. Please get to us sooner. Chipotle.
Yeah. Also, it looks delicious.
If Chipotle want to sponsor Sean and I, that'd be awesome. So I can get off of all these checks. I would be more than happy to do Chipotle. You can get free pancakes and free delivery from Denny's this week. Now, this is like the last day. And it is 10 p.m., 11 p.m. Eastern. I don't think any Denny's are open right now at all in the state of New Jersey. I think there's only one that I know of on like the Parkway. So this doesn't apply to anybody. But you can get some free pancakes. Limited time run. But yeah, nothing too crazy on that one.
When's the last time you hit up a Denny's?
I've never hit up a Denny's. I've never been to a Denny's.
I don't want to go to a Denny's. Story.
Yeah.
So I went upstate New York with some friends and we got there really, really late and we're going to check into the hotel. We're still really hungry. So we pull into a Denny's to eat. Everyone got food. I got a cup of tea and my cup tasted like eggs. The end.
That's okay. Okay, Sean.
We're yeah, going yeah, yeah. Today. I was not very pleased. I just
hot take. What if Denny's was like, "Hey, we love you guys. We would love to be your sponsors." You could be like, "Nah," because you gave me diarrhea that one time with the egg.
It wasn't even that. It was like a diarrhea thing. It was just like my cup
tasted like
eggs.
Okay.
The end.
Crock-Pot has issued a recall on nearly 1 million units over burn risks. Particularly juts out to me. I think the units were from last year into like 4 months ago. So you got to check like the serial number. What's happening? It's overheating. Like if you have like specifically on the bake setting, it will overheat a little too much and like it will start to smoke. Not in a good way, in a bad way. So definitely check out your Crock-Pots. Make sure it's the actual barcodes. The cookers were made between July 1st, 2017, October 1st, 2018. So it's like a whole year. And here are the codes. K198, whatever. I'll make sure to link the description below. You can actually get a refund on these. But they're recalling all these crock pots all together. I think my brother bought one. So I'm gonna text him. It's like, "Hey, just check your crock pot.
Make sure it's not that particular model."
Mm-hmm. Just, you know, just be safe.
Yeah.
You don't want that
for
stuff.
For sure. No, definitely do not.
And then the last fair of news, at least here for New Jersey, Governor Murphy announces suspension of indoor high school youth sports and a new limit on outdoor gatherings. New Jersey just keeps winning on the race of new COVID cases every week. I don't know what it is. New York is like right behind them, but for some reasons we just can't learn. But right now, Governor Murphy kind of limited, you can't have any more sports, at least for high school and junior high. And the current limit for outdoor is 25 people. You can't have any more than that. So if you have, you know, if you have like an extensive seating limit outside, it is what it is. You can only have 25 people. And still the current ban of 10 p.m. closed on all aspects is still live. However, the one thing that's kind of on to this is the whole shutdown is still on the table. So he can at some point or still want to If the case is still kind of sore, he will just shut it down. So
yeah, my money's that's gonna happen.
I think so too. It's just people just keep wanting to go out and touch people. Like today, like at the gym, bro. I saw, like, you know, still had everybody has masks, but like the bros were high fiving each other. I'm like, did we not learn about the whole thing, about the 6 feet thing? Like, it's cool. Not even like elbows, nothing, like full on chest hugging into your face, I breathe into your mouth. Hi, hello, I haven't seen you in like 2 weeks. Like, bro, seriously? This is you're the problem. This is all internal.
I get it, it's hard. You know, it's hard to break the habits, but you just gotta kinda take the L on that for the next couple of months so we can, you know, be better on the other side, man.
Mm-hmm. But that is it. Nothing too crazy on our end. Like we mentioned, Sean took a hiatus real quick it wasn't his fault. It's just his electrical at his house is kind of crap.
Yeah. I mean, it's good now, but yeah, it was good now. It was on the ropes before. Mm-hmm. You know, it's pulling out crystallized wires and
yeah.
Again, like it sucks to have had to go through this, but I'm glad that we did because it certainly could have been worse. You know, you don't want like a fire in the wall or anything because, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's like so. my one fear is to have fire in the wall. You can't see it. It'll just eventually just go bursting. But anyway, so Sean and I are going to be back again next week, like I mentioned. Mm-hmm. However, any emails or anything that you guys want to send us, please don't be afraid to email us. Tweet Sean at his Twitter handle right there at MetroCardX. However, Sean, do you want to send him out with a word of the day or a phrase of the day or whatever that you feel like it? What can you give our listeners for this week, Sean? Give them something sultry, some meat and something potatoes. Sultry. Tick a tick.
Well. Look, life is unpredictable, and it's going to take you a whole bunch of different places. And sometimes those places mean you got to pull off the road and sleep in a weird hotel and roll into a Denny's. But if you happen to be at a Denny's, don't order a tea because it's going to taste like
egg. It's like egg. Now, Denny's is not going to reach out to us, Sean. God damn it. We're trying to get checks. What the hell, bro? It's just like Aldi. Aldi knows I collect that check every Thursday, 11 a.m. I'll be right there at their door.
And say, if Denny's wants to reach out, maybe I'll retract my statement. But until then, y'all got to fix them eggy cups.
Hey, there you go. Maybe it's the dude.
So it could happen to you.
Yeah. Maybe it's the guy that, you know, just used the egg. It was like for the egg batter. Just forgot. They needed
a cup. That's even worse, Casey.
Right away.
Oh, my God.
Don't pretend it don't happen, Sean. This is some dark shit that we do in the kitchen. I know it. You know
Look,
it.
Look, man, I've always
a lot used of people know steel it.
Bowl. I have never used a coffee cup to whisk up some eggs. Oh my God.
I mean, Sean, if we're in a budget, I mean, I'm just trying to be real here.
86 eggs.
86 eggs. There you go. Like I mentioned before, Sean and I are live. If some of the portions don't make sense to you, it's because Sean and I are watching the screen. However, you can see the live version at Chef Salty Pork on YouTube podcast right there. You can hit up Sean at MetroCardX on Twitter. Please, like, he will reply back to you. I won't reply back to you, but he will. And any emails, any questions, any updates, any recipes you guys want us to cover. It is almost, should I say Christmas? Should we go there now, Sean?
You know, it's right Christmas. Now, Christmas for some. You know, happy holidays to everyone else. You know?
Yo, Walmart is full blown Christmas deco right now. Like it's insane. It's like nobody's stopping them right now. However, it is now 4 weeks away. 4 weeks away, Sean. It's Christmas. So happy holidays to everybody. I think we should do what we usually cook at our restaurant for this time of year and what our menu would look like. However,
sure,
you know, we'll get that to that, but nothing too crazy. Mm-hmm. From Sean and ourselves, please stay home, especially if you're in New York, New Jersey. God damn it. Just stay the hell home. Don't touch people. Wear a stupid mask. And wash your hands. I think people, it's the washing hands that bugs people.
Wash your hands.
Just.
Hand sanitizer isn't, you know, the end all.
Sanitizer
be all.
Is not
you know
washing
your hands. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. But, like I said, anything that from Sean and myself.
Peace out, internet. Happy birthday, Brooke.